Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross. And in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for tomorrow, January 4th, the Feast of the Epiphany of the Lord, and the Octave of Christmas. The earliest reference to Epiphany as a Christian feast was in A.D. 361. This holiday celebrates the revelation of God incarnate as Jesus Christ. Specifically, the feast commemorates the visit of the three kings of Orient, the Magi, to the Christ child, and therefore his physical manifestation to the Gentiles. Another name for Epiphany is Three Kings Day, and in some traditions, Little Christmas. Epiphany also initiates the liturgical season of Epiphanytide. Popular Epiphany customs include Epiphany singing, of which we'll have plenty today, and also having one's house blessed, eating Three Kings cake, and winter swimming. In many places, Christians customarily remove their Christmas decorations on Twelfth Night, the eve of Epiphany. Others historically remove them on the conclusion of Epiphanytide on February 2nd, which is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord in the Temple, also known as Candlemas. As always in these programs of the Glory of the Mass, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. 5 of them are particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the ordinary, are used at any time during the church year. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because each is specific to the day it is sung. We'll hear all of these today, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant into the sanctuary, the gradual and alleluia, which are sung respectively after the first and second readings, the offertory, sung while the celebrant is preparing the gifts for communion, and the communion, sung while the celebrants administer the gifts. The ordinary for today, the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, will be Orlando di Lasso's Missa Quando Pens al Martire, When I Think of the Martyr. Today's introit, sung by the choir of Clare College, Cambridge, is a motet by William Byrd, England's great 16th and 17th century composer, Ecce Advenit Dominator, Behold, the Sovereign Lord is Coming.
Thank you.
was today's introit, Behold, the Sovereign Lord is Coming. Now we shall begin our Mass Ordinary with the Kyrie and Gloria of Orlando de Lasso's Mass, performed by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. We've heard the Kyrie and the Gloria of today's Mass Ordinary by Orlando Di Lasso. The next item in the Mass proper is the gradual. Today's text is Omnes de Saba Venient, all those from Sheba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense and showing forth praise to the Lord. We'll hear this music performed in Lasso's motet version by the Montreal Studio of Ancient Music. That was our gradual proper for Epiphany, a motet by this month's featured composer, Orlando Di Lasso, describing the visit of the three kings to Christ's birthplace. Lasso stands with William Byrd, Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, and Tomas Luis de Victoria as one of the leading composers of the later Renaissance. Immensely prolific, his music varies considerably in styles and genres, which gave him unprecedented popularity throughout Europe. And here's a piece by another one of those great men, Tomas Luis de Victoria, all of whose compositions are in the Latin language. It's called O Vos Omnes Qui Transitis, All You Who Pass By, recalling some of Christ's last words. The singers of Victoria's lovely motet are the choir of Clare College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Tomas Luis de Victoria's motet, O Vos Omnes. The Alleluia is the next part of the proper, and today's is called Vidimus Stellam, from the Book of Matthew. We have seen his star in the east, and we have come with our gifts to worship the Lord. The singer here is a Slovakian chant scholar, Marek Klein.
Alleluia,
that was today's chant, Alleluia, Vidimus Stellam, we have seen his star in the east. Now for another motet, O Domine Jesu Christe, by the high Renaissance German composer Hans Leo Hassler. The singers are the Dutch ensemble Currende.
Thank you.
That was a Dutch ensemble with a motet by Hans Leo Hassler. And this brings us to the center of the Mass Ordinary and the Nicene Creed. Lasso's Credo is brought to us by the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
We've heard the credo of Orlando de Lasso's Missa quan Dio pens ai martire. Which brings us to the next part of our Mass proper, the offertory. Today's text, Regis Tarsis et Insulae, refers to the Three Kings, and it was set as a motet by the English composer of the 16th century, John Sheppard.
Thank you.
That was the offertory for the Feast of the Epiphany, Reges Tarsis, sung by the choir of St. Mary's Cathedral in Edinburgh. And now we return to our Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus and Benedictus of Lasso's Mass. Again, it's the choir of King's College, Cambridge. For the Sanctus and Benedictus of Orlando de Lasso's Mass for today's Feast of the Epiphany. And why not go on to the final part of that Mass, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God?
Thank you.
We've heard the finale of our Mass Ordinary, Orlando de Lasso's Missa Quan Dio Pensai Martire. And this brings us to the last part of today's proper, the Communion, Vidimus Stellam, which uses the same text as our Alleluia did earlier. We have seen his star in the east, and we have come with our gifts to worship the Lord. This is brought to us in the traditional Gregorian chant by the Schola of the Hofburg Kapelle in Vienna. Was today's communion proper, Vidimus Stellam. But before we end today's Epiphany broadcast, one last motet by our featured composer Orlando de Lasso in praise of the Lord, Laudate Dominum. The singers are the Montreal Studio of Ancient Music.
Thank you.
And with that joyous tune, we come to the end of our program celebrating the Feast of the Epiphany. I hope you've enjoyed the music today and that you'll find us on your dial next weekend, Saturday at 4 or Sunday at 2, for a show celebrating the Feast of the Holy Family. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlist by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 331. You may also email us at info@materdeiradio.com. As always, we welcome your comments. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Matthew Drendel for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a joyful Epiphany.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.